Entry 2, implementing the easy mode framework. LinkedIn post starts. We are rebuilding our content playbook in 2023. We know that when focusing on demand generation, the way in which we approach our content needs to shift. Over 2022, we focused on proving out the value of using a subject matter expert to power your content engine. We built content value loops by focusing on scaling our own subscriber channels. We also got good at ungating and delivering valuable content to our audience in the places that they hang out. Always on, all the time, to everyone. But how do you build a framework for content ideation, production and creation and measurement that can be operationalized in a scalable system? We've been working with Todd Clauser and Abed Durrani to formulate our playbook on this, a process that they call Easy Mode. And this month we'll see us really start to execute within this new way of working. LinkedIn post ends. Since I wrote this post about us implementing this content strategy, we've evolved our strategy again. And I think it's critical that we don't just stick to the way we've always done things. We implement, we test, we adapt to fit what we need, and we're always open to change. Nothing stands still at Cognizant for long. This is a challenge and a strength. It's also a trait I have to index on when hiring team members. So while we aren't running the Easy Mode framework anymore, there are a few key principles that we learned during this process that were really useful. Firstly, for context, for anyone who isn't familiar with the Easy Mode framework, I'll give you a quick rundown. Easy Mode was created by Todd Clauser and Abed Durrani, who we worked with during this period. The framework is built on the idea that for content to be good, it has to be one of the following. Type 1, insightful substance. Type 2, insightful substance in an interesting format. Type 3, insightful substance in an interesting format and built on an entertaining subject. It also needs to have a purpose, which is to reach specific people within an organization. Therefore, your content needs to target one of the following: top-down decision makers, middle-out implementers, bottom-up end users. The last main principle of Easy Mode is the realm of relevancy, which is essentially a way of coming up with the topics you can cover. By creating your overall narrative, then there are three unique points of view which argue that your narrative is true. Then breaking these up into sparks, which further explain your unique points of view. Finally, within each spark is subject matter, which explains the sparks. And I realize this is a super quick summary of Easy Mode. If you want to learn more, we have a blog and webinar on the topic. If you have the digital format of the book, there will be a link there. If you have the hard copy, there are QR codes which will take you through. However, it also demonstrates why we decided to switch things up. It is quite a complex framework. I felt we got to a point where we had over-engineered the process of content creation, and it actually led us to diluting the message of what we wanted to be known for. Don't worry, I'll go into how our content strategy is working now and why we changed it a little bit later in the diary. But I'm glad we did this exercise because it taught us a lot about how to think about content. It got us out of the funk of thinking about content in a set way. It also served an important purpose for us. The purpose was to find a way to build a content engine that could be process-driven and remove the requirement to reinvent the wheel every time. This next stage of growth at Cognizant has been about scale and scaling. And with this, there needs to be more process. Easy Mode was a useful discipline for us to unlock at the start of that process. I would also say, additional to this, it was a great learning tool for the team. It took them through a motion by which they had to think more strategically about content creation and ideation. And that was a really, really useful exercise as well.